Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles to Numbers 23. In verse 19, the Word of God says, now I always say the Word of God says, do you know why I always say the Word of God says? Okay, I always say the Word of God says because it's the Word of God. I mean, this is the Word of God. Numbers 23:19 is something God has spoken. And so we say the Word of God says. And in that portion, he says, God is not a man that he should lie. So he's talking about himself here. He wants us to know him. He wants us to know what he's like. And he says, he's not a man. God is not a man that he should lie. And he's not the son of a man that he should change his mind. And the Bible often says, repent there. And that's what repent means, to change your mind. Then it continues, has he said and will he not do? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? This is what God wants us to know right here. That God can be trusted. God can be trusted. If he said it, he'll do it. If it came out of his mouth, it will be that way. If it's in the Bible, because the Bible is what he has spoken. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us that. The Bible is what God has spoken. So the things God has spoken will absolutely be, and they absolutely are, exactly as he said. And he can be trusted. God's word can be trusted. If you're ever not sure about God, like, can I trust God with this? Yes, absolutely, 100%. God is, in fact, the only one you can absolutely trust. Now, you can trust people like your mom and dad, of course, but someday you're going to grow up and you're going to move with your own family. You'll get married, you'll have kids, you'll have your own family. And you're not going to live with mom and dad in their house forever. You're going to grow up, you're going to move away, you're going to have your own house, you're going to have your own husband or wife and your own children and your own, just like they have now. They moved out of their parents' house also. Mom and dad had a mom and dad. And they grew up. And they had their own children. And they moved out with their wife or their husband and children and all this. So in that sense, the parents, although you can trust them, they can't be trusted like God can be trusted because they're not always going to be right next to you. But God will always be right next to you. As a matter of fact, if you're a Christian, God lives inside of you. And so he can be 100% absolutely trusted all of the time. He says, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. That means he's never going to go away. If I mess up, he will never go away. If I'm doing great, he will not go away. He doesn't go on a break. He doesn't fall asleep. He doesn't go to the bathroom. None of that stuff. God will always be right there. I always used to wonder when I was younger, like, okay, does God see me in the shower? The answer is he does, and it's okay because he made me. We can be sure that we can trust God all the time with all our hearts. We can trust him. Intimate secrets. You never tell a secret to someone. Let's say somebody says, can you keep this a secret? And only time it's good to violate a secret is if maybe that person can get seriously hurt because of it, or somebody else can get seriously hurt. And then it's not a greatest idea to keep a secret. Then you got to tell the right people. If somebody says to me, I need you to keep this a secret, and they tell me they're going to do something terrible, well, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to keep that a secret. But if somebody says to me, I need you to keep this a secret, maybe they say to me, this is something that I really hope for, but I don't want anybody to know. Or this is what I'm really thinking, but I don't want anybody to know. Those kind of secrets, you always keep them. You never tell anyone. God, you can tell all your secrets to. Have you ever had somebody give away a secret? Most people in their lifetimes will run across that sometimes. They say to somebody, I need you to keep this a secret, and they don't. And bad things can happen at that point. And then you wish to yourself, oh, I wish I had never told you that. because you didn't keep a secret. God, you can tell all your secrets to because you can trust Him. You can tell Him all your thoughts because you trust Him. Have you ever complained to somebody? Let's say you have something happening and you go to your friend or your brother or your sister or something, and you complain about it, and this is what happened, and I don't like it, and I wish it wouldn't happen. And that's fine, but there's a problem with that. They can't do anything to help you. They can't fix it. The amazing thing is, you can go and you can even complain to God, and He can fix it. And He often does fix it. David, the king, used to do that. He would complain to God and God would fix his problems. Because David trusted God and he knew God really well. And David had some serious problems. I mean, think about it. He was a king. And he was a king with a lot of enemies. So just by being a king, you have a lot of problems. And then by having a lot of enemies, you have a lot of problems. And then put them together and you've got some serious problems. And David would complain to God about his problems and God would always fix David's problems. And the reason is because David went and complained to God. Now, imagine if David went and complained to his neighbor. Well, these are my problems. Okay, fine. Maybe his neighbor would be kind to him and listen and all that stuff. Fine. But he couldn't fix anything. But God can fix those things. And David trusted God to fix his problems. You can always trust God. Everything He says, the way that He thinks, you can always trust God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 1:20, that all of the promises of God are yes and amen. Now the word amen means so be it. And so what He's saying, every single promise that He gives, God, will you keep this promise? Yes. Absolutely yes. Will it be the way that you said? Yes, so be it. It will be the way I said. And you can trust that. And God gives some pretty amazing promises. For example, in Ephesians 3:20, God says He goes above and beyond all you can ask or think. When I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut. I don't know. I think probably every little boy wants to be an astronaut. My brother wanted to be a garbage truck guy because he liked the way they jump on the garbage trucks and they rode on the back of the garbage trucks, and he liked that. I never thought that was all that. I wanted to be an astronaut. I've never become an astronaut, but you know what? I'm glad I didn't become an astronaut. Because this is a whole lot better than being an astronaut. Astronaut, you go out in space, and there's nobody there. It's big, it's dark, there's some really distant rocks, but there's nobody there. It's boring in so many ways. Now, you go to the moon, and the novelty, the newness of it can be exciting. Okay, this is a rock I've never seen, and look at that, I can see the Earth like it's the moon. But after that, if you were to live on the moon, it would be boring. And I wanted to be an astronaut. Go figure, right? Go figure. I mean, it's cool in some ways, but still, this is better. God always goes above and beyond all you can ask for. And my brother is much happier not being a garbage truck guy. I mean, I'm not against garbage truck guys. They're very valuable and important people. But for me and for him personally, for our specific lives, it's better where we are. If God wanted me to be a garbage truck guy, it would be amazing. Because what He gives you always goes beyond anything you can ask or think. It's far better than you can imagine. Every promise is yes, and so be it. And you can trust God for that. God also says that if I ask Him in Matthew 7:7, He'll give it to me. He said, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. If you knock, it will be answered. Sometimes people pray and they say, well, God's not going to answer my prayer because it's been a long time now. But that's actually a type of a test. God is testing to see if we're going to trust Him. And sometimes God doesn't answer a prayer for a long time before He does answer it. And Jesus says, when that happens, you just keep asking. And essentially, you just nag him and you badger him until he answers your prayer. That's what Jesus said to do. If you don't get the answer to your prayer right away, he says, don't quit. Just keep asking. And keep asking until you get the answer to your prayer. God can be trusted for those things. Now, sometimes people think to themselves, well, I've made these mistakes and I don't know if God's going to give me stuff because I know mom and dad, if I went to this, well, I'd be like sitting in a chair in the corner for 3 days. But I'll tell you what, God's a little bit different. Now, God can discipline us sometimes, like mom and dad can. If we do things that God doesn't want us doing, yeah, he can sure discipline us. But I'll tell you one thing, he can sure love us up also. God can love you up like nobody else in the world. And the reason is because in Jeremiah 29:11, God knows the thoughts that he thinks toward us. Thoughts of good and not of evil. That means even if I do stuff, and I'm not saying it's okay to do it, it's not. But even if I do stuff that I shouldn't do, God still thinks good of me and he never thinks evil. So if I make mistakes, if I do things I should not do, God will never think evil of me. Now, he might discipline me. I might get a spanking from God. But he'll never think an evil thought toward me. It's like, okay, imagine that you're moms and dads yourselves. And you've got little kids. And your little kids do stuff they should not do. What would you do? You would discipline them, right? Maybe spank them, maybe put them in a chair from the corner for all, whatever's appropriate, whatever's correct, right? You would discipline. Well, God's the same way. God's our dad. We have two dads, right? We have dad, like, that's your dad. But then you also have another dad. And you, this is funny in a way, you and your dad have the same dad. And that's God. Because he made all of us. He made your dad and he made you. So in that sense, he's our dad. And he very much sees himself as our dad. And so we can trust him because he loves us and he never thinks evil of us. So if I think God's going to think evil of me, I'll be afraid to trust him. So he made sure to tell us in Jeremiah 29:11 that he never thinks anything evil of us. He only thinks good thoughts about us. The Bible also says that it's his pleasure to give us the kingdom. It's his pleasure to give us the kingdom. Maybe not just yet, but probably later on in life. You may ask yourself the question, most people do, not very often, but from time to time. Even believers do. God, do you really want to answer my prayer? Do you really want me to have these good things? Do you really want? God said, yes. He says, it's my pleasure to give you the kingdom. God, are you really willing to answer my prayer? Yes, it's my pleasure to give you the kingdom. Are you really willing to take care of me? Yes, it's my pleasure to give you the kingdom. Are you really going to give me the things that I need? You said you would, but are you really going to do it? Yes, it's my pleasure to give you the kingdom. God enjoys giving to us. I think sometimes we forget that, that God actually enjoys giving to us. It's fun to him to give to us. And so we can come to him with anything. We can come and ask him for anything. Several years ago, it's been maybe about 15, 20 years ago, I wanted God to give me a laptop computer. I didn't have the money for one. And I wanted a good one. So I asked him for a specific laptop computer. And some people said to me, God's not going to give you a computer. You're going to have to go out and buy one. I said, I can't afford one. And God can give it to me. Why wouldn't he? He's my dad. And so I asked him and I kept asking him, and you know what? He gave me exactly the laptop computer I was asking for. And I didn't have to pay a penny for it. Why? Because he's my dad. And I trust my dad. And so I can trust God. And you guys, he's your dad. And you can trust him just like you trust your dad on earth. You can trust your dad in heaven also. There's nothing he won't do for you. Absolutely nothing he won't do for you. Now, he might wait for you to grow a little. Like, for example, if right now you say to him at 8 years old, God, I want a car. Okay, he might put it on his list for when you're 18, but he's not going to ignore it. He'll just wait till it's responsible, till he can give it to you, till it won't hurt you, till you can use it properly. But it doesn't mean he's going to ignore you. He's just going to make sure that you can use it well. You see, that's part of trusting God too. Knowing that He knows me better than I know myself. See, there's sometimes this funny thing about us humans. We'll ask for something and then we'll use it to hurt ourselves. Sometimes people do that. And God says, I'll give it to you when you won't use it to hurt yourself. When it won't hurt you. When it won't be too much for you. When it'll be just right. Then I'll give it to you. You can trust Him. You can absolutely trust Him. The Bible says, don't fear. Don't fear. It's His pleasure to give you that kingdom. That's in Luke 12:32. But here's the thing about that though. God's not Santa Claus. He's better than Santa Claus. God is like Santa Claus with a purpose and caring. Santa Claus is this guy who comes around and throws Christmas presents at you. But he doesn't really worry about the results of those so much. God's not like that. God sees the end from the beginning. In other words, He knows what the start is, He knows what the end is, and He knows everything in between. And that's what He's dealing with regarding you. So the beautiful thing, and this is one of the biggest reasons why you can trust Him, is because He knows you now, and He knows you tomorrow, and He knows you 10 years from now, and He knows you 50 years from now, and He knows you 90 years from now, and 107 years from now, and 10,000 years from now, and 100 million years from now, and He knows you. At all those times, He knows you now. And so God knows exactly what results come. What will happen for this person? What will happen for Jesse or Harley or Gracie? What will happen for this person? I'm going to do the best things imaginable because I know exactly what is going on right now, but also I know what is going on 10 years from now or 50 years from now. So I can give them exactly the best based on what I know, even though they don't know it themselves. That's pretty good. Do you know what's going to happen a year from now? I don't. But God already sees it. And He does know. And so I can trust Him because He loves me. But I can also trust Him because He already knows every point of time, including your future. And He acts on it now. That's the thing. He acts on it now. And He says, seek first the kingdom of God. And everything will be added to you. He said, seek first the kingdom of God. Do you know why? It's after you seek first the kingdom of God that everything is added unto you. Because if you're seeking first the kingdom of God, then whatever He adds to you will benefit you and it won't hurt you. If you're seeking other things first, then things might hurt you. But if you're seeking first the kingdom of God, whatever He gives to you will only benefit you. You understand? Okay, that's it for today.